Mountain Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom talking China and U.S. beef in just a moment. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
In recent days, our own Carson Horn had the chance to sit down with the brand new chief executive officer of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom. One of the subjects they talked about, U.S. beef into China.
Yeah, China's exciting. You know, the fact that we have renewed access after 13, 14 years, as you mentioned, is very important. We wish the access was full. It's not. We understand that. But this is a good starting point. The volume year-to-date through 4 months is about 1,100 tons. Everyone wishes it was more. But the good news is each month it's increasing. The number of establishments that are approved for China continue to increase. So it's going to take time. But the good news is that the value side of it and early feedback from the market has been very, very positive. Everyone's excited about the high-quality U.S. beef going into China. And as you mentioned, we kicked it off with this roadshow. A roadshow happened the end of September where we went into the three largest urban markets of Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou. And we had over 300 people from the trade in each of those events. And this is just a way of making it formal that we now have U.S. beef in the marketplace, and the reception has been fantastic. So I couldn't be happier with that.
And that's one thing that you all have been preaching from the beginning is that, you know, this is just a starting out here. It's going to be slow going, but you think it will be a very important market one day.
Without a doubt, and it already is. You look at the e-commerce business, the online business that's being done, it's a very, very high demographic target. And we've already got U.S. beef into that segment, and it will grow from there. It'll take time, but, you know, I'd rather have slow, steady growth than no growth at all.
And I know that you just recently got finished with y'all's strategic planning meeting. Tell me a little bit about how that went. What's come out of that meeting and trying to advance your marketing strategy going into the future to build these markets?
Yeah, I think it's pretty simple that we're trying to maintain and grow our base business. The bigger markets, you know, Mexico, Japan, Korea, and then these emerging markets, China on the beef side, Central and South America is another region that's seeing dramatic growth. We got to continue to penetrate and tell our story in those emerging regions as well. And then you have this other set of markets, the newer, in some cases, brand new. In the case of Africa, you know, Ivory Coast, South Africa, places like this, Ghana, where U.S. beef is not as well known. And so it's kind of a mixed bag, but we continue to market accordingly in any region we can, because the more markets we can get with more product diversification, the more value we're going to add to the carcass.
And just tying it back to Oklahoma a little bit, I know that our beef checkoff program has been integral, along with others that have helped you all with some of your promotions. I know one in Korea with Costco. They've become one of the largest U.S. Providers there in their country.
Yeah, we're very appreciative for the state organization support. Oklahoma's been great to work with. And yes, Costco in Korea has been a real success story this year. The 15 warehouses in Korea, but there were some of the highest moving warehouses in the world, actually. The first and third largest beef moving warehouses in all of Costco globally are located in Korea. So they're beef eaters. And earlier this year they switched entirely to on the chilled side to U.S. beef, where it was Australian prior, and Oklahoma was a big part of that.
CEO Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 36th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 2nd at the Atoka Livestock Auction in Atoka, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at noon and features 100 breeding-age bulls, both limousine and limb flex. The sale is being managed by American Cattle Services. For more information, call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652 or go to the website www.americancattleservices.com for more information and an online catalog. www.americancattleservices.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.